Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, September 20th, and the days ahead. Well, folks, welcome to the first day of fall. There's a lot to cover, and I may be a bit redundant from past reports, so let's get down to it. Well, here's the deal. The day begins with the moon in Leo. That usually is a great vibe for the moon. Leo is the lion, you know, the king of the jungle. Leo is a fixed fire sign and rules royalty, kings, and would-be kings. But, you know, there are good kings and bad kings and kings that inspire regular folks to revolt, bring out the guillotine, and some even abdicate. Now, today's Leo moon has a week of challenging aspects. It's constrained by Saturn and crosses the mystical south node where karma comes calling. And of course, because it's in Leo and the sun is in Virgo, it is growing darker towards a new moon. And that happens tomorrow. Now, this is not just any old new moon, but it's a partial solar eclipse where things get really stirred up and compel change. Change is the way of the zodiac. Now, this could be good, but again, it could stir things up. Now, that it happens on the equinox is really interesting because the equinox has its own energy of balancing dark and light. So I would say it's not a good time for kings or would-be kings. Now, as it relates to one's personal life, that depends on where Leo sits in your birth chart. We all have some place where we want to be the king of our life. That may be stirred up for you, be it the area of health, wealth, home, or the office. It's just nature's way of urging you to make any needed adjustments. You know, that old saying about a stitch in time? Yeah, so this is a time to make sure that things are buttoned up before they unbutton even more. Now, all planets have cycles. The moon's transit indicates the ups and downs of any given day for the 28 days that follows the new moon. Now, right now, the cycle that's really mixing things up is the Saturn cycle. Saturn takes 28 and a half years to go around the zodiac from Aries to Pisces. Right now, Saturn is in Pisces. It got there last March. Remember how that was? Now, what's significant is that Pisces is the energy of dissolution, and Saturn is the energy of normalcy, or what a norm is, depending on the sign that Saturn is in. So one interpretation of Saturn in Pisces is a dissolution of norms. Pisces is also the energy of imagination, inspiration, fantasy, and delusion, depending on how Pisces is operating in either a higher expression or a lower expression. Now, one of Saturn's norms is the law, the letter of the law. Saturn is exalted in the sign of Libra, where it balances the needs of one person with the needs of others. It aims for fairness. You know, carved into the fresco of the United States Supreme Court are the words equal justice under law next to the scales of justice. Well, that's Saturn in Libra. Now, when Saturn is in Pisces, as it is now, the norms are dissolving. Added to the dissolution is Neptune, because Neptune, the planet of inspiration and imagination, is also in Pisces, where it's its home sign. It's most aligned with the Pisces energies. So this is not to give Pisces a bad rap. It bestows great gifts like imagination, intuition, inspiration, but it can get carried away if you're not careful into escapism and fantasy. The key with Saturn is that reality is your friend. Like gravity, it keeps everything in its place. Just don't step off a cliff if you think you can fly. There are many ways to interpret this particular Saturn and Pisces cycle, but the one that stands out is that fantasy dominates reality, or it can dominate reality if you let it. What's an example? Well, give it some thought and you'll come up with something. Now, if reality is your friend with no fear or favor, Saturn is a good planet for you and it will provide you with good outcomes. When you deny reality or the truth of a situation, then the opposite is likely to occur. Saturn is what foundations are made of. One cannot build on shifting sands. Saturn also tests the strength of things, be it a castle, a building, a nation, an ideology, or the laws. Saturn adds weight, responsibility, and strains the ties that bind. If the ties are strong, well, the rigging holds. But if not, Saturn will break what needs to be broken. Well, that's not really a bad thing. It's just something that happens. As Ernest Hemingway famously said, the world breaks everyone, and afterwards some are stronger in the broken places. Thank you, Ernst. Now, there's a way to make friends with Saturn, that all you have to do is make friends with reality. And the Saturn transit in Pisces can be a boon to what needs to stay and what needs to go. It's just that old key about accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Now, in this particular lunar cycle starting on Sunday, that's a big help. The partial solar eclipse includes an exalted Mercury in Virgo. Virgo is about purity and purification of anything that gets in the way, the clouds one's thinking. Mercury here is an optimal expression of rational thought and always seeks the truth, you know, the reality of the reality. So it ought to be a very eye-opening 28-day cycle. Whatever shocks you on the way is just par for the course. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person that rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for now. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or swimming around the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.